local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, you know we're heading for a severe weather Saturday, says staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, but already some unsettled weather in front of that. Active advisory, wind advisory right now for Mobile and Baldwin counties. More details from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. 64 as we get started on this Friday. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, starting off the day with an accident without injuries at South Government and Broad Street. State troopers are clear, but plenty of radar all weekend long. Looking good along I-10. If you're traveling northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, no delays. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection and pricing. Open 7 days a week in Mobile and now Spanish Fork at the Eastern Shore Center. Shop online at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms and windy with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms and windy. A few of the thunderstorms may become severe with temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
The Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Friday. I'm Sean Sullivan. Right there, y'all. There's Dalton Norwig.
Right here.
Crowd goes wild. Start off quickly. Just saw this note come through. Mobile and Baldwin County Public Schools have canceled all activities for tomorrow. I don't know what they had planned, but all activities for Mobile and Baldwin County Public Schools canceled for tomorrow.
Yeah, if there were any basketball games scheduled for tomorrow, those were likely canceled. Or those were canceled if there were any basketball games, which is likely.
And we'll get, if there's a note for your school or whatever, you've got closures, let us know. We'll pass that along as they are from all sides, not just the people that rabble rouse in severe weather, but even our own very staid and wise staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, calling for some pretty heavy weather for tomorrow, severe weather as this front passes. We'll get more details and a timeline from Dr. Bill at around 6:35. So that's coming up. And also, remember, it is a Friday. We'll talk some football.
Yeah, we're going to get Executive Director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, Jim Nagy, on. We're now just over 2 weeks away from the Senior Bowl kicking off. Of course, they have a full week of events leading into that. So we'll ask Jim Nagy what they've got planned this year and also got to get his take on this coming national championship game on Monday night.
All right, do that coming up. Also, thank goodness MPD has rolled out the rules for electric scooters in the city of Mobile. We'll get into that. Alabama Attorney General says he's opposed to what is in the expected medical marijuana bill. More details on that as well. And while we're talking about Montgomery, one of our local reps, Chris Pringles, filed, and also candidate for AL1, has filed legislation that would require K through 12 public schools in Alabama to use a student's biological gender as it appears on their own birth certificate to determine the sporting events in which they may participate. Give you details on that coming up. Plus, we'll take you to XL, Alabama. What's up, XL? As town employees have been asked to stop shooting squirrels. Now, who knew that was an option while you were on the job? That's awesome.
I would have signed up.
I probably would have as well. So we'll get into that. Plus, the vote going down on the War Powers Resolution. Details on that coming up in just a second. And in addition, U.S., Canadian, and British officials say it was highly likely that Iranian anti-aircraft missile downed that Ukrainian jetliner this week, killing all 176 people on board. The Iranians said, maybe it wasn't. Well, maybe they suggest it could have been a problem with the Boeing plane. Listen, Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more on this.
President Trump acknowledging intelligence community speculation that the Ukrainian airliner was downed by an Iranian anti-aircraft missile, possibly out of the belief by someone on the ground it was an American warplane. A short time earlier, Iran launched missiles toward U.S. installations in Iraq.
I have my suspicions. I don't want to say that because other people have those suspicions also. It's a tragic thing when I see that. It's a tragic thing. But somebody could have made a mistake on the other side.
Iran sent missiles into Iraq as a show of retaliation for a U.S. drone strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani a week ago. That targeted killing at the Baghdad airport has many Democrats questioning the wisdom of taking out one nation's leader in another country. House Democrat Jackie Speier of the Intelligence Committee saying the possible plane shootdown makes it even more important to question the wisdom of killing Soleimani.
If what is being projected is true, this is yet another example of collateral damage from the actions that have been taken in a provocative way by the President of the United States.
Speier and most House Democrats voted for a resolution calling on the President to consult with Congress before continuing military action against Iran. At his rally here in Ohio, President Trump lashing out at the critics who maintained he should have notified congressional leaders about the move.
Now, we got a call. We heard where he was. We knew the way he was getting there. And we had to make a decision. We didn't have time to call up Nancy.
The president told the receptive audience he had to act as Qasem Soleimani was looking to blow up a U.S. embassy somewhere. Bob Costantini with the President, Toledo.
All right, 612 FM Talk 106.5, and we'll talk more about that coming up throughout this morning. And while that's an international affairs story, also Boeing involved in that story. A couple, you know, local story number one, Airbus announcing ramping up in production, as Airbus is probably really slated to take some market share from Boeing right now.
Yeah, they're going to add 275 jobs here in Mobile, and 7 more planes built per month.
That's really significant. Yeah. And how much of that would have happened without the problems with Boeing, I don't know. But you got to figure Boeing is going to be, people are not going to be buying Boeings as much.
No, I would imagine
even though it's just the MAX that has the issues, but the whole company gets a bad name there. And then it could get worse for Boeing. Yes, it could get worse. Mm. Associated Press reports newly released Boeing documents show company employees knew about the problems with flight simulators for the now grounded 737 MAX jet airliner and talked about openly misleading regulators. Boeing says the employee comments in emails and text messages released to Congress aren't acceptable. Hot take there. Aren't acceptable and don't reflect the company. Boeing said the statements raise questions about Boeing's interactions with the FAA in getting the simulators qualified. 737 MAX is still grounded after crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia killed 346 people. Boeing is still working to update software and other systems on the plane to convince regulators to let it fly again. The stuff we've now heard, and later on this hour we can get in that story, what they were saying back and forth in text messages and in emails. These are Boeing employees talking about their company, Boeing, and talking about the FAA regulators, that their job is to make sure that the airline manufacturers do their job.
Mm.
It's not, I mean, what they said, what did one of them say? I'm paraphrasing here. I don't have the story in front of me yet. What was it? The company was a bunch of clowns. Their company, people in their company were a bunch of clowns. And
flying the plane were monkeys.
Monkeys,
they said. And they also said, I wouldn't put my family on that plane.
These are the people with Boeing saying that.
Saying that they wouldn't put their family on the plane. You know, we've seen some big lawsuits these last couple years with Takata, with Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
How big do you think this lawsuit will wind up being?
Bigger than those. Bigger than those, and maybe, I don't know if the downfall, but a severe reduction in the power of a company like Boeing. You know, go back to the tanker, when the tanker contract was out there, and you had Airbus competing, and you had Boeing competing, and I was so, at that point, I guess, naive in the fact that the design from Airbus was better. Everything we had seen, and I'm looking at it, sure, through a Mobile perspective, but that it was better, and my father, who has spent a lot of time in aircraft industry and business all over this country and in Washington on that, told me back then, he said, doesn't matter. if the Airbus design is better, Boeing's going to get the deal. And, of course, I was idealistic. I said, no. Of course, that can't happen that way. Father, the design from Airbus is better.
Mm-hmm.
He said, probably, son, but Boeing's going to get the contract.
It's not how it works.
And he pointed out kind of how infiltrated Boeing is in Washington, let alone pointing out that when we as a family would get off the airplane at Reagan National, he said, what's the first big billboard you see? And I kind of remember, he said, it's Boeing. He said, what's the second? And it was something else. He said, what's the third? Boeing. Mm. He said, at that point, now this has been, you know, decades ago, over a decade ago, he said, Boeing had, at that point, a person in the company, each person at the Pentagon that made decisions on buying aircraft, they had a person whose full-time job, full-time salary job with Boeing was to be there for that member of the Pentagon, that military person, to give them whatever they wanted, any question, anything, basically to become their attaché.
Wow.
So every government employee that could at the Pentagon that could make a decision on aircraft had somebody from Boeing whose job was, if you were General Orwig, there was a person whose job, their only job, was to be your attaché from Boeing.
That's like a lobbyist on steroids.
Big time. And so that tells you how entrenched Boeing had gotten in the government military complex. Most people would say that would be impossible to undo. Boeing may be undoing it on its own right now. 616 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 and sports with Dalton on the way.
Sticks River Shooting Center is now accepting new memberships for 2020. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Orange Beach police identify a man caught on camera breaking into several condos. Police say Faith Wilson has stolen more than $16,000 in cash, guns, and other personal belongings from 16 condos. He faces 38 theft and burglary charges. If you know where he is, contact Orange Beach police. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is one of three Republicans supporting the House's vote to limit the president's ability to use military force against Iran. Gaetz says he supports the president but does not want to get involved in another war in the Middle East. The Mobile and Baldwin County Public School System announced all school events scheduled for tomorrow have been canceled. The announcement comes as the possibility of severe weather moving in late tonight through tomorrow. The Washington Post article says parts of our viewing area have the highest number of tornado warnings across the country. The article says Yarbo in Washington County has seen the highest number of warnings over the past 10 years. Meanwhile, emergency officials in Clark County are keeping an eye on the radar this weekend. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
LSU and Clemson prepare for the national championship game. Mike Leach is headed to coach in the SEC, and South Alabama men's basketball gets another win. It's 6:20 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC football coaching news, Mississippi State has announced the hiring of Washington State coach Mike Leach to become the Bulldogs' next head coach. Leach said in a statement yesterday, "I loved Washington State. but I am excited for the next chapter in the SEC. Leach will take over for Joe Moorhead, who was fired by State on January 3rd after going 14-12 in two seasons with the Bulldogs. In 18 years as head coach, Leach has taken his team to 16 bowl games, and his teams have led the FBS in total passing yards 10 times. He went 55-47 in his eight seasons with Washington State and took the Cougars to a school record five consecutive bowl games over the past five seasons. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat Arkansas State 75-59 at the Mitchell Center in Mobile. Jags senior Josh Ajayi finished with a team-high 20 points and 11 rebounds. South has won two games in a row and are now 3-1 in Sunbelt Conference play. They'll be back in action tomorrow at 4:30 as they take a trip to Little Rock, Arkansas to face the Trojans. The South Alabama women's team fell to Louisiana Lafayette 73-68. Antoinette Lewis led the Jags with 23 points and 9 rebounds, while Shaforia Kynes added 20 points and 15 rebounds. Tomorrow, the Jags are scheduled to host Louisiana Monroe at the Mitchell Center at 3. The NCAA football season will wrap up with the national championship game between number 1 LSU and number 3 Clemson on Monday night in New Orleans. Clemson's currently the underdog, with LSU favored by 6 points, but you wouldn't know it by looking at both teams' recent history. Clemson's looking to win their 30th game in a row and their third national title in four seasons. With the game set to be played in New Orleans, the crowd should have plenty of LSU fans in attendance. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence says his team is preparing as if it will be a road game.
It's just hard, you know. That's in their backyard, like you said. So it's going to be mostly LSU, but it was mostly Ohio State and Arizona, too. So it's going to be similar. Definitely going to be electric and really fun.
LSU head coach Ed Orgeron is excited about the game being played only 80 miles from campus.
I like it because it's a home field advantage. I like it because we don't have to get on an airplane and go down there. I think it's going to be a tremendous night. But you know what? After the first snap, just like a fight, all that stuff don't matter. You got to execute. And Clemson's going to be a hard team to beat. We have to play our best.
All that stuff don't matter. LSU looking to win its fourth national title and first since 2007. Broadcast starts 7 p.m. on ESPN on Monday night. Eight teams remain standing in the NFL. Each will compete in the divisional playoff round this weekend, with the winners moving on to the conference championships. Tomorrow at 3:35, San Francisco hosts Minnesota in the NFC divisional round game. 49ers favored by 7. At 7:15 tomorrow night, the number 1 AFC seed Baltimore hosts number 6 Tennessee. Ravens are 10-point favorites over the Titans. At 2:05 Sunday, Kansas City hosts Houston. Chiefs favored by 10. And at 5:40 Sunday, Green Bay hosts Seattle. Packers favored by 5. It's 6:23 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms and windy with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms and windy. A few of the thunderstorms may become severe with temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
The Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department working in accident at South Government at Broad. Just one minor fender bender. State troopers are clear. It's been a good ride so far across the Bayway with Daphne, Spanish Fork. Traffic starting to build, but nothing out of the ordinary. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 625 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And an in-depth look at this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow, as severe weather obviously is the story for at least the first half of the weekend, and rain in the mix until like Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. So a in-depth and timeline-based forecast from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. This has been another great week at Sullivan House because it's a week that the maids showed up and reset things, and it sure is nice to have a perfectly clean house and have that time back in our schedule. I've been telling you about working with the maids since October, and it really has made a big difference in our lives. And they can do the same thing for you. You can get a free estimate by just picking up the phone and calling them at 344-6626, 344-6626. And let me take a second to talk about this, because I am extremely funny. I mean, even maybe beyond what normal people are about who comes in our home. I'm weird about that. And it makes a big difference to me the way the maids does their screening process. They do criminal background checks, random drug testing, and extensive personal and employment reference checks on every team member that would come in your house. Plus, they say it's important to start the day off right. The maids provides all their employees with a healthy touch breakfast. All the employees offered medical insurance as well as other insurances and participation in the company 401k. In other words, they get people that are dedicated to their craft, and it really shows when the teams from the maids show up at your house and give you the gift of clean and the gift of time. Once again, do yourself a favor. Do what we did. See what I've been talking about. Just get the free estimate now by calling 344-6626, 344-6626 for the maids. All right, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Also on this Friday, Alec Naiman will tell us what's cooking. Hopefully, it'll be something we can cook inside.
The vote was 220.
Inside, we can do inside the kitchen, I hope. And also, we will find out more on a little football Friday. We'll talk about Senior Bowl and that little game between Tigers and Tigers coming up on Monday.
The Death Valley Bowl, right?
Yeah, something like that. That's true. All right, be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The grandmother of the man shot and killed by a Mobile County deputy says her grandson needed mental help. Bernie Wade Johnson Jr. was killed after authorities say he came at a deputy with a hammer outside the Walmart in Sims. Deputies were responding to a report of a shoplifter. His family says Johnson is paranoid schizophrenic, and they have tried to get him help for a long time before yesterday's deadly encounter. A man is in the hospital with serious injuries after crashing his motorcycle trying to avoid a deer. This comes less than a week after his sister was released from the same hospital after being hit by a car. 32-year-old Andrew Richards was airlifted to Fort Walton Beach Medical Center Thursday. State troopers say he crashed his motorcycle on Highway 90 in Crestview when a deer ran out in front of him. Ashley Richards suffered severe injuries when she was hit by a car on Okaloosa Lane in September. Troopers are still looking for the driver. Airbus will add 275 more jobs as they start building 7 A320s a month at the beginning of next year. Airbus will also invest $40 million to build a new support hangar at Brooklyn. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is 1 or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way. way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Minister is telling the United States to start the planning to pull American troops out of his country. Adel Abdul-Mahdi giving Secretary of State Mike Pompeo the news last night, claiming the United States is violating Iraq's sovereignty. With the black boxes from the crashed Ukrainian jetliner ready to be examined, the government of Iran is denying one of its missiles took the aircraft down, even unintentionally. Scott McLean reports from Kyiv. Ukraine President Zelensky wants answers.
In a new statement, he said, "We call on all international partners, especially the governments of the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom, to submit data and evidence relating to the disaster. Our goal is to establish the undeniable truth."
In Philadelphia, police are hunting the killer of a mother of five found inside her home last night. Thousands of people fleeing their homes. Helicopters are dropping supplies to towns at risk of wildfires as hot, windy conditions threaten already fire-ravaged southeastern Australian communities. I'm Michael Toscano.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The U.S. job market appears to be entering 2020 on a solid footing. Economists expect today's jobs report to show job gains of 160,000 in December, with the unemployment rate holding steady at 3.5%. But key in the report will be whether the decades plus expansion causes average hourly earnings to climb above the 3.1% annual gain seen in November, as employers find themselves paying more to attract workers. We'll get the report an hour before the opening bell. Bankrupt truckload carrier Celadon Group has agreed to sell its truck repair and maintenance facility in Indianapolis to Transport Enterprise Leasing for just over $2 million. Once one of the largest truckload carriers in North America, Celadon filed for bankruptcy in December to liquidate its business. The company is also attempting to sell its Taylor Express business. Crude oil down 7 cents at $59.49 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at southerncancercenter.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
We've been talking about tomorrow all week long as the expectation of severe weather. So here we are the day before. Kind of walk us through a timeline for today, and then what can we expect from tomorrow?
Well, right now we've got a southerly flow, southerly wind now bringing moisture in from the Gulf, and that's going to create some scattered showers today, and they've become more numerous this afternoon, kind of streaming in from the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to be a very mild day, up to around 72, perhaps 73 degrees, and the wind will be picking up out of the southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Now, tonight, a storm system will be moving out of Texas. In fact, it'll be getting into around Arkansas tonight. And it has an upper air support, which is going to allow some of those thunderstorms that will develop to build, become very tall and very strong. And so we'll call them severe thunderstorms. And tonight, they'll be experienced particularly over in Mississippi, starting out in the western part of that state and moving across the state during the night. For our area, we can expect numerous showers tonight, and a few thunderstorms will be developing. It'll be windy tonight, and the low will, well, won't change much, upper 60s for tonight. Then tomorrow, that storm system will be moving into Alabama with a cold front, and the conditions will be favorable for some severe thunderstorm activity all across the state. Not just the central areas, but even down here in the Gulf Coast, we will likely see some severe thunderstorm activity. The front will move through later in the afternoon, but will be preceded by scattered thunderstorm activity, and some of those will be strong. And then finally, we'll see a line of thunderstorms associated with cold front that will come through in the afternoon. And those thunderstorms along the front could produce, again, some very strong gusty winds. High tomorrow will get perhaps as high as 75 degrees, and the wind out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts over 30, so a very windy day. Now, I said that front will go through in the afternoon. Then we should see a rapid improvement in the evening, a slight chance of a shower, and we'll cool down to the upper 40s for Saturday night. Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy. Well, that sounds good, but there is a chance of a few showers around, and it's not going to be cold. It'll still be mild, upper 60s for Sunday afternoon. And then late in the day, the clouds increase and showers come back in. Why? Well, because that frontal system out over the Gulf will come back on us as a warm front. And so showers will be developing and become numerous Sunday night and Monday. Monday, a widespread coverage of shower activity, and also Tuesday. So we're going to see showers Monday and Tuesday to start the week, but mild temperatures in the 70s.
All right, so by reviewing here, number one, over 4 days or so, we're looking at how much in rainfall?
Well, we're going to see potentially a couple of inches of rain with the storm system coming through late today and tomorrow, and then maybe an additional couple of inches of rain early next week, with rain Monday and Tuesday, and even more showers in the middle of the week. So we could pick up 3, 4, maybe 5 inches of rain over the 1 week period.
Wow. Okay. And we're already fairly wet out there, so we have that on top of it. And then you talk about the severe thunderstorms. You're talking about gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Let's talk about the wind that spins as well. What about tornadoes?
There is that possibility that tornado activity could occur. I think the best chance would be through central areas of Alabama, but we can't rule out here along the Gulf Coast. And conditions will become very favorable with that system coming in, the upper atmosphere, a strong jet stream, all of that comes together. And so even though radar does not show a lot of activity right now, it will change as the day progresses, and particularly tomorrow, as those conditions will allow these thunderstorms to become more numerous and build, become very tall.
It's interesting as well, as we're talking about these tornadoes. We have a story running this morning from our news partners at WKRG that must have been some national survey, that the most number of tornado, and I need to go back and hear if it's watches or warnings, issued in the United States for any community, the most is Yarborough, Alabama in Washington County. They did the stats and had the most for the nation. And I think that was surprising, because most of us think, even though Alabama, we got all these tornado issues, but I guess nationally you ask somebody, where are the tornadoes? They would say, well, Kansas and Nebraska, right? North Texas.
Yeah, we have, of course, Mississippi and Alabama. We have what is called the Dixie Tornado Alley, and that is active when we get into November and through the wintertime and into the early spring. And then, of course, the activity shifts over to the Great Plains when we get into the late spring and very early summer.
But we usually, on the coast, are a little bit better off than folks inland.
Yes, definitely. There's a better chance that a strong winds aloft or the jet stream would be found far away from the coast, farther north, up through central Alabama during those tornado outbreaks. And we don't find those conditions not quite as common down here along the coast.
All right, Dr. Bill, once more, tomorrow is the worst of it. You feel a chance we're going to start seeing those showers sometime today or before midnight?
Yeah, this afternoon we'll start to see showers become more numerous, and then through the evening hours, maybe a thunderstorm or two tonight. And then tomorrow, particularly in the late morning and early to mid-afternoon, is where that front will be moving through Mississippi and into Alabama, and that's when we expect the greatest number of thunderstorms and the greatest potential for severe weather.
All right. Well, I don't have great hopes for the weekend weather scale that's about an hour away, but we'll be waiting for it.
Okay, Sean.
All right. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively at FM Talk 106.5. Oh, remember you and I talking about, you and I were on our way to Ed's.
Yes.
For the broadcast on Wednesday. And we had a north wind and low tide, and you could see in the delta all the mud banks exposed and water down, and we were talking about flooding issues.
I was asking you a bunch of questions.
Yeah, about flooding. Well, everything I was laying out for you is coming together for tomorrow. So I'll go ahead and make my prediction before you have the TV news people doing it for you. At some point during the day tomorrow, you'll probably get water over the eastbound lanes of the causeway at the foot of Chocolata, which would be the area between where I-10 and the causeway cross, mm-hmm. and Spanish Fort, but right there at the foot of Chocolata, because you're looking at, you're Dr. Bill talking about sustained winds, 15, 20 out of the south, okay, gust up to 30. We know a front's coming through, so low pressure. Right, that's happening. We got the Mobile River, which is already very flooded. It's going to get even more flooded. So you got a high tide coming in the evening. So it'll probably be an event probably after lunchtime sometime tomorrow. You get water over the causeway. You're asking the formula. Tomorrow is one of those days that you can get that formula. The water's going to be very high along the causeway.
Yeah, and that won't be the only danger, of course. With those high winds, just crossing the bayway will be an adventure in itself.
I think we're going to leave the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit, which is the definition of a high-profile vehicle, parked right here at the studio.
I might even need to go tie it down.
Yeah, probably a good idea. All right, coming up, we've got sports with Dalton. Also, the rules of the road if you're on an electric scooter. MPD has laid those out. We got them coming up.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, accident-free conditions. Airport, Dauphin to Moffitt, 65. Looks great so far. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, along Highway 90. Smooth ride there and also across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays. Now, whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. You could call 888-BE-TOWED and see them online at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 645, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you along. Remember, check us out online, FMTalk1065.com. And pretty soon, we'll be posting up all the goodies around Mardi Gras, too. If you haven't heard, Mardi Gras is coming. And the Moon Pie Minute with the story of Mardi Gras with our own Rennie Brabner coming your way as well as we get into, you know, the story of Mardi Gras around here. Now, I've worked in radio for a long time and been around Mardi Gras my whole life and worked in radio stations where we'd party during Mardi Gras, have big parties and party event. Since we are a different kind of radio station than my rock and roll days, what we do is kind of get in the history of what makes Mobile unique and the history of Mardi Gras. And there's no more sage a person to do that than our own Rennie Brabner. And he lays out what a great, great series of, and it's, well, from starting from, I think, the 24th, the whole way through Ash Wednesday, a story each day about Mardi Gras and that specific day in Mardi Gras in general.
Now, most of the year, I can go back where sales sits, and I can talk with Rennie.
Back of the house here at FM Talk 106.5.
He's always ready to have a conversation, but I feel like a good month and a half prior to Mardi Gras, he goes into lockdown mode.
He does.
And he is just, you know, working. It gets tough to have a conversation with him because he's working on the story of Mardi Gras, and I love it every single year, learning new things about our area and Mardi Gras.
He's so very good at it. It's just one of the main things we're so proud of here, that we get to do a radio station with local folks doing local content by a local company.
And did you see Huntsville? They're going to try to start a Mardi
Gras. Yes, Huntsville. And I think good for them. I mean, people were worried, I think, on Twitter that they're stealing our Mardi Gras. Now, they stole our baseball team, and they stole our Frontier Airline, you know, low-price carrier. If they want to, I don't find it a threat. I find it as a compliment that Huntsville wants to do their own little Mardi Gras.
I think we need to go up to Huntsville and find something to steal.
Okay.
Maybe the space program.
Yeah, bring it back. Space camp back here. Wouldn't that be cool? All right. List out from MPD. I love the fact the way things work. So company comes in. Company consults with the city to be able to bring electric scooters in. This gotcha people. So they come in. They bring the electric scooters in. Then we the people... I don't mean you individually, but we the people of Mobile get on the electric scooters, and as always, the majority of people do right, but in any group, there are morons, and the morons then cause you to have laws, right? I mean, if everybody acted right, there would be, like, the laws for our country would be one page, but the problem is not everybody acts right, so now MPD has had to put in the rules surrounding electric scooters. First of all, riders must be 18 years old or older. Also, only one person is allowed on the scooter at a time.
Oh, come on.
Scooters must ride with the flow of traffic and follow traffic signals. If a bike lane is designated, the scooter must use the bike lane. Riding on city sidewalks is prohibited. Riders should always yield to pedestrians. Scooters should be parked upright with the kickstand.
That's not going to happen.
Where people just sling them down on the grass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scooters should not be parked blocking a building, entrance, exit, crosswalk, driveway, sideway ramps, fire hydrants, or loading zones. All right, good luck with that one. Electric scooters are available daily from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Mm. And how are they going to enforce this?
Maybe they'll shut them down at 11 p.m., you know, that they won't be able to ride anymore.
I just can't wait to see a police car pull up behind a scooter rider that maybe looks younger than 18, flash the lights, get them to pull over to the side of the, I guess, bike lane, and then check their ID. That's going to be good times in downtown Mobile.
Prepare yourself for something that I'm calling scooter graw. When Mardi Gras and electric scooters come together in downtown Mobile, that'll be a whole other story. All right, 6:48, I got Sports with Dalton coming up, and we'll check in with News 5.
Who all want to rock the float this year for Mardi Gras? Say yeah!
Rock the Float is back in a new location with bigger selection and better prices. Get all your throws in one place. Beads, moon pies, glow sticks, balls, plush trinkets, and more. Don't miss out on our newest item, the Crichton Leprechaun, that'll have everyone asking,
what them throws?
And Rock the Float on Airport Boulevard behind Raisin Cane's. Check out our Facebook for weekly specials.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC football coaching news, Mississippi State has announced the hiring of Washington State head coach Mike Leach. Leach will take over for Joe Moorhead, who was fired by Mississippi State on January 3rd after going 14-12 in two seasons with the Bulldogs. In his 18 seasons as a head coach, Leach has taken his teams to 16 bowl games, and his teams have led the FBS in total passing yards 10 times. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat Arkansas State 75-59 at the Mitchell Center in Mobile. South has won two games in a row. They're now 3-1 in Sun Belt Conference play, and they'll be back in action tomorrow at 4:30 as they take a trip to Little Rock, Arkansas to face the Trojans. The 2019 NCAA football season will wrap up with the national championship game between number one LSU and number three Clemson on Monday night in New Orleans. Clemson's currently the underdog, with LSU favored by 6 points, but you wouldn't know it by looking at both teams' recent history. Clemson's looking to win their 30th game in a row and their third national title in four seasons. With the game set to be played in New Orleans, the crowd should have plenty of LSU fans in attendance. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence said his team is preparing as if it will be a road game.
It's just hard, you know. That's in their backyard, like you said. So it's going to be mostly LSU, but it was mostly Ohio State and Arizona, too. So it's going to be similar. Definitely going to be electric and really fun.
LSU head coach and mascot Ed Orgeron is excited about the game being only 80 miles away from campus.
I like it because it's a home field advantage. I like it because we'll have to get on an airplane and go down there. I think it's going to be a tremendous night. But you know what? After the first snap, just like a fight, all that stuff don't matter. You got to execute. And Clemson's going to be a hard team to beat. We have to play our best.
I imagine Orgeron's been in a fight or two in his life.
Yes.
LSU looking to win its fourth national title and first since 2007. Broadcast starts at 7 on Monday night on ESPN. Got NFL divisional round playoffs this weekend. Tomorrow, two games. At 3:35, San Francisco hosts Minnesota. At 7:15 tomorrow night, Baltimore hosts Tennessee. At 2:05 Sunday, Kansas City hosts Houston. And at 5:40 on Sunday, Green Bay hosts Seattle. It's 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, and light traffic. The few accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots. Cottage Hill, Airport, and now Old Shell, Dolphin, and Moffitt. 65 looking good. No delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company, providing new roofs and roof repairs. You can see them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms and windy with lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms and windy. A few of the thunderstorms may become severe with temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
The Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
655, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill with our weekend weather scale. I don't feel like it's going to be anything to write home about coming up next hour. But we'll also check in with Alec Naiman, find out what's cooking. Hopefully it'll be a recipe that you can do inside the house. Nothing on the grill because it looks like it's going to be tough for tomorrow. Hey, we'll talk more about the War Powers Act vote that has got a lot of people talking as Matt Gaetz. Right, let's go ahead and run the audio here. Here's Matt Gaetz on voting for this resolution.
I think it's ludicrous to suggest.
We got multiple audios going on here for some reason.
Multiple Matt Gaetzes.
Yeah, so let's see. Why did we have multiple Matt? I don't know. And let's try it again.
Matters of war and peace. I support the president. Killing Soleimani was the right decision, but engaging in another forever war in the Middle East would be the wrong decision, and that's why I'm voting for this resolution.
So Matt Gaetz, who I don't know that you can find anybody who is a stronger supporter and defender of President Trump than Representative Matt Gaetz from Northwest Florida, right?
I mean, oh, yeah, no doubt.
The Trumpiest of the Trumpy, right?
Remember, he...
And he voted. So, I mean, he voted to limit the war powers.
And then he explained last night on Tucker Carlson a bit why he made that vote. He said, I spoke to the president today. The president told me he is more anti-war than I am, and I love the president for that. The thing is, I think a few of the advisors of the president are trying to slow walk the administration into war. When the president relies on his instincts and we have it, the Trump doctrine, we kill the terrorist and we come home.
Yes. So it's going to be interesting. I'll be interested to hear Mike Gallagher today, who took such umbrage yesterday. Not Rand Paul, he said it was expected, mm-hmm. although that's one of the things, y'all, that is so great about Rand Paul, because he's an advocate of the president's a lot, but he is consistent as the day is long. Rand Paul, it doesn't matter who's in the White House, Rand Paul sticks with, and Mike Lee, mm-hmm. who is if you want to define a rock rib conservative, Mike Lee is. I mean, Freedom Caucus guy, who also is questioning in the Senate about these war powers. So it is not as cut and dry, thank goodness, for once. It's not just the Democrats attacking the president. And it's not, I think, an attack against a Mike Lee in the Senate or Matt Gaetz in the House. It's a question about getting back into war and ongoing wars in the Middle East. I think it's a fair question, one we'll talk about with you coming up.